Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. They are lined up. We'll go to them. And we'll talk about New York City. Apparently, they're the marijuana arrest capital, which is strange because I thought we'd heard that the marijuana possession was only a violation there. We'll get to the details on that. But first, we go back to Matthew in New Hampshire commenting on last night's discussion about why I have withdrawn, I have revoked my membership with the Libertarian Party. And you say that one of the other things I said last night was that I no longer really want to be referred to as a libertarian. I'm sure inevitably I will. But if somebody says something to me about, well, what do you consider yourself? I no longer will use the term libertarian to describe myself because I don't want to be confused with people like Neil Bortz. And I don't want to be confused with people like Glenn Beck, two other talk show hosts that have taken to calling themselves libertarian on the airwaves. And I don't have very much in common with those guys, so I wouldn't want someone to just, at a glance, think I was in the same camp as those guys. Same thing with Bob Barr, former congressman, and Mike Gravel, former senator, both of whom have joined the Libertarian Party are anything but libertarians and are anything but principled. But, Matthew, I wanted you to have a chance to continue your comments, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that was just talking about how my point is that I've been a libertarian for a while, since it's around 95, and to be libertarian means basically someone who believes in free interaction between folks and not initiation of force, and I took that pledge and I meant it completely, and to me I don't like to change my, what I call myself, out of concern of misuse of what others, are using that word. And, some folks might think, oh, well, as Jay Severin or Glenn Beck or whoever says they call themselves libertarians, that I must automatically be in that camp. And I've not had that come across. I've never come across that, but I've just come across the usual misunderstanding of the word, thinking that I mean liberal.
This happens to me. I make telephone calls during the day for the radio show, trying to, begging people, please, please buy ads on my show. And, they want to know, one of the first things they want to know, even if they're not going to buy, is, oh, yeah, you'd host a show? Well, what do you guys talk about? Well, current events. It's an open line show. We kind of get in political stuff and news of the day, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, where do you fall? Are you left or right? And I'm like, well, I guess we're libertarians, and, but we're real libertarians. That's what I usually say, is mm-hmm. I'll caveat it afterwards, real libertarians, because sometimes they'll say things like, oh, yeah, Neil Bortz or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll say, oh, huh, mm-hmm. They'll make some kind of acknowledgement as to what a libertarian is, and I say, but we're real libertarians after they make that kind of noise. And then
so
you're throwing in a caveat.
Right.
So, but, Mark, you're throwing in that caveat for the same reason that I don't want to even, be associated with the
Understood,
term anymore.
Understood, but what my caveat does is it makes people, a lot of times, they'll say, yeah, well, what does that mean exactly to you? Mm-hmm. Like they'll think that they've got a definition. They want to hear what my definition of it is.
Yeah.
And so I give it to them.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. I mean, at least then you're caveating it and you're explaining the situation. But just generally, I'd rather just say, well, at one time I considered myself a libertarian, but now I consider myself a free marketeer, and because blah, 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 if they want to know why. So I don't really think it's a big deal to back away from that particular word. I don't think very many people know what it means to begin with, and those that think they do know what it means are probably wrong because they've heard things from certain other people in pop culture that would like to attach the word to themselves. So it's like anarchist. I don't want to save that word, and now I don't want to save libertarian. Why should I bother?
Well, I'm not really on any kind of crusade, but I was just talking about how my perspective on
sure.
it, because I've heard
sure.
other folks say that.
Well, I didn't suggest you were on a crusade, but I'm always open to suggestion, and if I'm certainly taking the wrong position.
My opinion is I've called myself a libertarian. I'm a Harry Brown libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Harry Brown, Mary Ruart, Jacob Hornberger, real libertarians, you know. That's where those are, you know, that's where I get my background from.
I agree with you. I'm on your side on this one, Matthew. But I kind of agree with Ian to some extent, because when I think
what
about
Sean Hannity said he was going to be a libertarian.
Well, what if I came on every single day and I said, I'm a liberal. I'm a liberal. Now, people are going to come up in their mind with what a liberal is, right? I mean, they've
and heard, not everyone's going to say something to you about
right,
it.
Right. They've heard Rush Limbaugh talk about liberals all the time. But when I say I'm a liberal, I'm talking about a Thomas Jefferson liberal.
A classical liberal.
A classical
right.
liberal.
Classical liberal.
Yeah. Right. So do you see how I could be saying I'm a liberal and how they could be interpreting that I'm a liberal in two entirely different manner? What Rush Limbaugh calls as a liberal is a socialist, mm-hmm. whereas Thomas yeah. Jefferson is just the opposite.
Good call, Matthew.
Liberal as in a libertarian.
Yeah, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Got to continue here. We'll talk to, I believe, David is there. David and Keene. We're trying him again. Hello,
yeah,
David.
He is there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your network didn't cut me off accidentally. I accidentally hung up, so I don't want to.
Oh, sorry. One call for the night. Goodbye.
What's on your mind, dude?
Good show, good tonight. I wanted to comment on a couple of things, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you had about when you were talking about the activism in this area, if you have any.
Okay, so it is that, David. Very good, very good.
This is a registration refusenik.
Excellent. Go ahead with your comments on the diabetes.
I was raised in a Christian family that believed in spiritual prayer.
Before you go on, I'm sorry, just to bring our listeners up to speed that might just be tuning in this hour. Last hour we discussed a story about a couple of parents that allowed their 11-year-old daughter to die as opposed to taking her to the hospital to get her some assistance because they believed that God was going to heal her. And now they're being charged with homicide as a result of that. And I just found it absolutely outrageous, and I think parents should be able to make bad choices like this. They didn't kill their daughter. She died of natural causes. They just didn't interfere. So go ahead with your point, David.
Yeah, and appreciate the relative moderate response. A lot of people would accuse them of just plain negligence, and maybe to some extent they would when it was clear that their efforts were not working. But I was raised in a family that believed strongly in religious prayer, and going back at least two generations. They really are well-meaning people. These people really,
sure.
really do believe what they do is working. And they point out to the infection rates in hospitals and that dirty little secret about how many people die in them. It's quite high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
If you can get an honest physician.
Yep.
Staph infection is a hospital-created disease. Not the infection, but the real serious versions. Because particularly the brain dead people or the people on severe life support, their immune systems are severely compromised.
You can get a lot of the things that
antibiotics.
A lot of things that'll heal people you can get from doctor's offices.
Yeah.
And to confuse a doctor's office with a hospital, I think is wrong. But yeah, you're right. Absolutely true. The hospitals are dangerous places. I don't touch anything. And when I, you know, get every time I come near a sink, I wash my hands. Those places are dirty.
Mm. Yeah, they are. I mean, you can smell the antiseptic around when you walk. Anytime you walk into a medical office, because they load it on so heavy.
Sure.
Because there's so much disease there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're quick to point that out, and they're right. So I would argue probably less. The prayer community probably has less of an infection death rate, but possibly slightly higher.
So you're with us on this then, David?
I have asthma.
So you're with us then on this, that these parents, while their choice may be disagreeable to many people, should have been allowed to make that choice.
Yeah, I would fault them only for when it was clear that their efforts were not working. Like my sister and I have asthma, and it almost killed my sister. My mother took my sister to the hospital when... it became very serious.
But their belief system
their
may be
were not working.
Right, but their belief system may be, but that's what God wants.
Yes.
Right. So.
Well, no. Well, I can't speak for
some people. We've seen stories where some people it's no intervention whatsoever. If God wants them to die, that's what's going to happen. If God wants them to heal, that's what's going to happen. And
that
people
used
should be free
very
to do
prevalent,
that.
Christian belief.
David, thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. Keep up the great activism. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you? And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive. You can change virtually anything that you see there. It's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. LLCs, use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. We continue, and we go to Ben in Pennsylvania. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Ben. Going once? Ben?
Yeah, I want to take that whole diabetes thing and put it in a different perspective.
Sure.
A couple months ago, I was driving down the highway with one of my friends. He was driving. I was in the passenger seat. And as I was looking out the window, there was what looked like an old lady. She was parked on the side of the road, and she was hunched over the steering wheel like she was dead or unconscious or something.
Hmm.
Now, I finally convinced my friend to turn around and go back to see if she was all right. But if my friend had just kept driving along, I mean, should he have been held responsible if she was dead, if someone knew about it?
Of course not.
It seems kind of...
But your friend didn't know the old lady and was not her father or mother, and so some people...
I think you've got a valid point.
Oh, I think your point's valid, but some people are going to say, well, this was the little girl's parents. And, of course, we're talking about an 11-year-old girl whose parents believed that God was going to heal her of her diabetes, and she ended up dying from it. And now they're being charged with negligent homicide as a result of it. I think you're making a fine point. I mean, the fact is they didn't infect her with the diabetes. They didn't want her to die, but they didn't take any overt action in order to save her life as the state would have wanted them to go to the hospital and do whatever it is the hospital people wanted them to. They decided that they were going to pray instead, that was their choice, and the government didn't like that. So you're... Go ahead.
That could just open the whole door for a whole skew of other type of things. Like, what if I was walking through the woods and I saw a person that looked like he'd been shot? I mean, obviously I would help that person because I'm not an idiot, but if I was that way and I didn't help him, I don't think I should be held responsible if he died. I didn't shoot
him. I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. It's tragic. It's a tragic story.
It's funny because I've heard, and I don't know that this is true, but when I got my CPR and my lifesaver card from the Red Cross, I heard that you could be held responsible for doing just that, for walking past somebody if you had your heart saver or your lifesaver card.
Wow.
That you, in fact, would be responsible for walking past someone. I just think that's totally crazy.
Yeah, it's nonsense. And so I'm with you 100%. It's just that the state isn't, and they're going to bring these people up on charges, and probably they're going to get put in front of a jury that's going to be made up of a bunch of average Americans who think that the way these people are living is very bizarre to them, just like with the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints people, and the jury's probably going to put them away. I don't know. That's my prediction, just because they're weird. They're different, and we can't let people live a different lifestyle here in America. Ben, any final comments?
That's it.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. What obligations do parents have to their children? They have an obligation to raise them how you want them to be raised? They have an obligation to jump through the same medical treatments that you think they should be jumping through? I don't think they do. I think they should be able to make their own decisions for themselves. And if you don't like it, then here's what I suggest. If you don't like it, move away from them. If you're their next door neighbor and you don't like your neighbors, either ignore them or move away.
It's funny because it might bother you if that person is in your next door neighbor. It might bother you even if they're in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those people across town, I read about them in the newspaper. It's awful. It might bother you if they're in the same state. All those people across the state, they're not taking care of their children right. It's awful. It might bother you if they're inside the country. All those people in California, they're not taking care of their children. It's awful. But it wouldn't bother you for a second. You wouldn't expect anything out of our law enforcement community, anything out of our legal system, if they lived across the border in Tijuana.
Mm.
Because people are all sponged up in this, you know, this nationalist paradigm.
Yeah.
As though that what, you know, people in California are doing have anything to do with me.
Let's continue and talk to Ryan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I got three things. First two are really quick.
Okay.
First, y'all brought up just a few minutes ago that apparently y'all are surprised the death rates in hospitals. Of course the death rates are going to be high in hospitals. That's where people go to die.
Oh, here you are, just saying how great all the doctors are and stuff. And, you know, I agree with you.
I'm not saying that at all.
Medical science is fantastic.
It's a question of statistics.
Sure it is. But at the same time, hospitals are dirty, disgusting places. Would you agree?
I would agree.
There you go. That's all I need.
Okay. Secondly, I want to reiterate what I brought up about the FLDS, that The problem here is the government getting in the way of people who want to do the right thing and rescue a kid who they feel is being abused.
Yeah, there was the example in Utah of a kid that got away from the FLDS, and then the government took him right back. Instead of letting him choose to live free, they forced him to go back to the abusive parents.
Right. Now, these parents in this diabetes case, apparently, the way I understand it is that they believed that they shouldn't take the kid to the doctor or anything.
Yeah,
because
God would
they believed
them.
In the literal truth of the Bible, right?
They believed that God would heal their child if that was his plan.
Okay, so I figured out a great free market way to handle this. Like I said, in the free market, you'd be able to, you know, rescue a kid who you feel is being abused, mm-hmm. and then, of course, you'd have to, defend your actions in arbitration.
Yeah, if you were taken to arbitration. Sure.
Well, now the parents would most likely take you to arbitration.
Odds are good.
And I found the best defense for the parents at all.
What's that?
Now, I'm sure y'all are aware that I do have an honorary doctorate in divinity.
I don't know what that means.
It means you bought something online?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't buy it. It was free. But
nice.
I want to read you from Mark 16:17.
Okay.
These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they'll drive out demons. They will speak in tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. So all a parent would have to do to prove that they have the ability to do faith healing on their child, first, guzzle some Drano in front of the arbitrator. Now, if they have a tongue left after that, then we can see if they can speak in tongues, things like that. And then, of course, you know, they need to juggle some rattlesnakes. You know.
Wait, I thought that's supposed to prove that they believe in God, not whether they can faith heal.
Well, if you're basing it off of belief in the literal truth of the Bible, then I think you should have to prove the literal truth of the Bible now, wouldn't you?
I don't think that's what they were claiming. I don't know if they claimed to be biblical literalists. I just think they believe that God will heal their child if that's what God wants to do.
Well, I think the healing comes from God is what they had said, so... You know, I mean, I think that's a belief that God will heal their child.
Yeah,
sure.
The way that I read it, I read a different version of the story than you were reading, but mm-hmm. They're biblical literalists from the story that I saw.
Yeah, there you go. It's an interesting viewpoint. Ryan, thank you for bringing that point up. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Yes, would God save you if you drank a bunch of Drano? Seems unlikely.
No, seems very unlikely.
800-259-9231.
Why doesn't God heal amputees?
There you go. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here, property rights and freedom, and whatever you want goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com. and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive with us and other listeners. Over 340,000 posts. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner, freetalklive.com, and do business with Business Sports Free Talk Live, please.
Yes, 800-259-9231. So we jump into the email box from Matthew. He says, Ian, I love the show and agree with a great majority of what I've heard you say since I started listening about 6 months ago. Over the last few days, however, I've noticed an often stated idea that a libertarian anarchist free market society would include the freedom to do whatever you want so long as you don't hurt anyone else. I think this concept is at odds with liberty and property rights and thus should be addressed. First, in a private property world, I find it unlikely that you could simply do whatever you want, even if it doesn't mean harming anyone. For instance, when you're on someone else's property, they could impose any sort of regulations they wanted on you. If the property owner says you can't run around nude on his property, then you could not legally do that. Even if you're on your own property, I find it likely that a free society would have restrictive covenants to enforce certain social norms, like deed restrictions, for instance.
I would concur.
An example might be disallowing the sale of hard drugs to children, and so you would not have the freedom to engage in such a transaction, voluntary as it may be. It certainly is possible.
By the way, there was a time in this country, probably 100 years ago, that you could send your child to the drugstore to buy heroin because it was considered a medicine.
Yeah.
People took it for medicinal purposes.
That's true.
So to think that that every everybody would to restrict heroin sales, I think it might not be true, and I don't think it would be that terrible. I think what's terrible about heroin is the drug war.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not good to be addicted to things, but the worst part about it, terrible, is the drug war.
Being put in a prison cell and having your life ruined and being slapped with a criminal record, that's certainly the issue.
Being addicted to it and having to pay those enormous prices, for one.
Yeah, that's bad.
Lots of
drugs
people
are dangerous.
Can operate addicted to things.
And heroin.
Cigarettes and
Right. It's more dangerous because it's operating in the black market, and so it's impure, and that's a whole other issue, though. So let's continue with Matthew's email. He says, so it's certainly possible that a libertarian society might be similar to what you advocate, but I find it far more likely that unpopular activities such as public nudity and the sale of drugs to children would be forbidden in respectable areas. I think he's bringing up an interesting point, and certainly...
But in respectable areas, the sale... hold on. If you make legal to sell heroin to kids, and kids really want to buy heroin, mm-hmm. And they do it only in areas that are not respectable, then the kids will figure out ways through the internet or whatever to get this stuff anyway, so it will get into the respectable areas.
Oh, of course. You're absolutely right about that. I don't think he would deny that that would be going on. I think he's just saying that in some areas they wouldn't want it overtly happening to where people would be offended by that. But he's right, though, about his point in general, Mark, and that is that a free market society wouldn't necessarily mean that you would be free to
do
what you want. Perhaps a caveat one could put in there would be you'd be free to do what you want on your own property or within the the walls of
your
home.
And that's far from how it is today.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be free if you were in a covenant situation with gated communities. I think far more communities would be deed restricted because people would have concerns about that. They wouldn't rely on just zoning from the local municipality, and I feel like zoning in a lot of cases is too lax. I think that the best way to handle a lot of these things really is with deed restrictions. But some people would want to buy property elsewhere, and they should be able to do that too.
He says, second, harm is not the determinant of whether something is allowable or not. Rather, violation of rights is the proper way to distinguish between the legitimate and illegitimate. Sometimes that includes harm, and sometimes it does not. For example, if you own a grocery store, and I open a new grocery store right across the street from you and compete away your customers, I've harmed you. You're financially worse off due to my actions. But have I violated your rights? Absolutely not. Another example would be if you own that same grocery store and I decide to boycott your business, again, I've harmed you without violating your rights. Certainly no liberty-oriented person believes that competition or boycott should be illegal, and yet both cause harm to someone. Even if we talk about bodily harm, and that's sort of what my intention when I said that, but he's doing a great job of punching holes in that particular definition of freedom.
Sure. It's really just an easy way to spit out what freedom means is to basically to do what you want to do.
But there must be a better way. There must be another short 15-second or less version of defining
liberty.
That's
not even 15 seconds.
No, it's not.
More like 5.
Yeah.
And that's why it's convenient, because how long do you, in this soundbite world, how long do you get to be able to tell people? I've told people what the Libertarian Party pledge is, and they're like, awesome, that's great.
And when people hear when you say, you live life as you want, just don't hurt anybody else, what they're thinking about is actually hurting other people, and they say to themselves, well, I don't hurt other people. I should be left alone. And I think it works for most people, but I could be wrong, and I like that he's picking it apart, and I think it's important to do these things so we can analyze what we say, because what we say is very important, and the way we communicate is critical, especially when we're communicating to people that don't really know what we're all about and don't know what we stand for.
I think you could say, a part of it is you could put in, rather than harm anyone, as you don't hurt anyone or steal anything from people.
Aggress. I like when you've been using the term aggress, Mark.
Yeah, but aggress
instead of initiate force.
Yeah, aggress is good. It's a good word. It makes sense, but
too long for most people.
Yeah, like it's not in common usage.
Yeah. Well, Matt's got a great email here, but he doesn't suggest an alternative. And that's kind of what I would like from you if you're listening to the program tonight. How would you change the description? How do you answer the question, what is a libertarian or what is liberty all about? How would you answer that? Short, quick, 10 seconds or less, right? Dial in at 800-259-9231 or email them in. Let me continue here, though. He says that even if we talk about bodily harm, it's not necessarily illegal. For instance, if we signed a contract that allowed me to beat you up, I could legitimately do so. They have those boxing arrangements at some bars where you can step into a ring.
Yeah, the fight clubs.
Yeah. I'd be harming you, definitely, but I wouldn't be violating your rights. And so it would be perfectly okay for me to beat you up. We can even go with a less apparent example, such as what you were talking about last weekend during the discussion of LASIK. If you agree to a surgery and it goes poorly, then the doctor has harmed you. But he's not violated your rights, and there's no legitimate legal recourse for such an unfortunate incident if you signed off on the risk ahead of time. So I realize it might come off as a bit nitpicky, but I think it's important to speak
accurately.
That's
how I feel. Like I know that you and I can be nitpicky on air about verbiage and all that, but I just feel nitpicked because it's like he didn't come up with a reason. He didn't come up with anything. He pointed out a bunch of problems and didn't give any solutions.
Well, that's bad management, but don't expect our emailers to be great managers.
Understood, but I mean one of the things that I like about Free Talk Live. And unlike so many shows out there, so many radio shows, is I get frustrated listening to talk radio, period. Talk mm-hmm. radio can really, get my blood boiling, and sometimes in the past I used to turn it off. Now I can't because I'm one of the hosts,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it can bother me. But at the very least, unlike every other show out there, we don't just complain, we give solutions. What can you, in your life, do right now in order to make the world better, your freedom better, your family's life better, things like that?
Well, I realized that was the fault in the email, that he didn't suggest an alternative. Like, okay, well, here's what's wrong with what you're saying, guys. But he didn't give us a better choice. But I figured that'd be the perfect opportunity to ask you, the listener, what you think the best answer to that question is. And somewhere around the studio here, I've got a copy of Harry Brown, one of his last books, 872 Libertarian Soundbites You Can Use. It's a great book.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up any issue, from A to Z, whatever the issue might be. And it's a Harry Brown soundbite, one of the ones that he developed and crafted over years of campaigning for the Libertarian presidential ticket in 1996 and 2000. He crafted these answers, and he had them very, very short. So he could answer them if he was asked by a news reporter to get in that soundbite, to get on the news. And so I'm going to go look for that, and I'll see what Harry Brown, one of my idols, if you will, influences, what he has to say on this. We'll take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. How do you define liberty when asked in an elevator? Give us your elevator speech. Okay, 30 seconds or less, 15 or less would be preferable. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-body taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak your call in. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that the money you send in, which is all of $3 a month, that's all we ask you for, that money's reinvested into the program so we can get more radio stations on board and putting the show on the air, get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. However imperfect it might be coming out of our mouths, because we're not perfect. We're people, too.
Right. Well,
always trying to improve, though.
If you think this is the doctoral libertarian message, you are just wrong.
Now, just a couple boobs with microphones doing a radio show. We just happen to like the freedom idea.
Who believe in your... your right to be free.
Right. So if you like the show, help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So we are certainly in search of improving ourselves, Mark. You and I, we're into the self-improvement thing, and certainly I want to improve my ability to communicate. We had an email come in a moment ago from Matthew, who was critiquing us, or critiquing me, I think, specifically, for defining liberty as the ability to live life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. And he nitpicked at it, and he didn't give an alternative. I think his nitpicking was valid. I think his points were valid. But I would like to hear some alternatives. If asked in an elevator, what is liberty, how would you describe that? What's your really short elevator answer to that question? And I said I'd pull up Harry Brown's book. The book is called Liberty A to Z, 872 soundbites, libertarian soundbites you can use right now. And it's published by the Advocates for Self-Government. Anybody that's interested in running for office or just being a better communicator in general should pick this book up. It's very good. It's categorized by different categories. It's alphabetical, so, tax.
Categorized by categories, is it?
Tax proposals, smoking, social problems, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, he's got answers for all of the issues and more. And so under the category of libertarian, there's all kinds of choices. And I don't know if... Here's the one that's probably most similar to the one that I've been saying. It's number 562. A libertarian is someone who thinks you should be free to live your life as you want to live it, not as George Bush or Bill Clinton thinks you should, who believes you should raise your children by your values, not those of some far-off bureaucrat who's using your child as a pawn to create some brave new world, who thinks that because you're the one who gets up every day and goes to work, you should be free to keep every dollar you earned, spend it, save it, and give it away as you think is best. So that's a little longer. That's more of like the, you know, 20 to 30 second version. But if you had to answer the question, what is a libertarian or what is liberty, what's your short, very short answer? Would love to hear from you because mine's certainly not the best. It's just the one I like. Let's continue here with your calls. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Adam in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Adam. Hello.
Sorry, that question's a little too deep for me.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to know what happened to Walt, the old caller that used to call in all the time.
God, I miss Walt.
Haven't heard from him in a long
time. You
know,
we lost KCXL.
That's true.
The station.
They're no longer on with us.
And he used to listen on that station, so I suspect that's really the issue. They've been gone for months.
But he had
been
kind of out for a while, even before we lost the station.
Absolutely had.
He was gone for a long period of time, then called a couple times within a short time frame.
He didn't have an email address.
And
so.
Then disappeared again. So
I've been listening for a couple of years, and there was a time frame for about 6 months or something that I stopped listening, and all of a sudden we get this crazy Paula that's taking his spot.
Yeah, well, that's Paula's what we got now.
I want Walt back, because Paula sucks compared to Walt.
Well, some people
Paula's
love Paula.
Wrong about everything. What's that?
Some people love Paula. I mean, you know.
No. Hey guys, I just got to tell you, we're pulling the troops out of Iraq. We're pulling them right out of Iraq. Why'd you ask her about it? I mean, she's wrong about every single thing she says every time.
She just makes crap up. I don't know what her deal is, but she was actually on hold until moments ago. I was going to bring her on with you, but she dropped off the line.
I love Paula, though, but I mean, I just like Walt so much, you know?
Yeah. I understand. Well, what can he do?
I think that he probably went to jail. You think he maybe went to prison? Because he used to talk pretty hardcore over there, right?
He did say the IRS was after him, so that's a thing. You know, it's certainly a possibility.
You'd think that one of somebody at KCXL somewhere in that listening range would have forwarded that story. I mean, KCXL, we knew the program directors and we're in some kind of contact with them.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It would seem like.
Maybe they disappeared him. Yeah, this is what happens, you know, people come, they go, the personalities go away. A long time ago, we used to have a guy when we were doing a local show down in Sarasota. You remember Adrian, Mark, the soldier? He was going off to Iraq at that time. He called in.
Yeah, he wrote.
And he actually contacted us from Iraq a few times, and poof.
Yeah.
He's been gone for years. Never knew what happened to him. Would love to find that out, but this is the way the cookie crumbles in this business. It's up to you to call in and keep us abreast, because there's no way we can keep track of all of you. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Hey, I have an answer to your definition for liberty, and it ties into what I originally wanted to talk about, you know,
perfect,
your obligations to other people, you know, regarding the parents of the diabetic child.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Liberty... you know, the libertarian idea is everybody has the right to do whatever they want with their property, the full right to enjoy and control their property. That's all.
And that contains all the contractual stuff that he had mentioned earlier. You're right. But does that really sound like freedom?
I think it addresses everything he says, but I don't think it has the PR value of, you know, you can do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt anyone.
Well,
I don't think it has
here's the thing, though. If you say everybody has the right to the full control and enjoyment of their property, that means nobody has the right to any enjoyment and control of anyone else's property without a contractual agreement.
That's absolutely true. That's a great point. But the thing is there's a lot of people out there that really don't think property's that great.
Yeah, that's true.
You do need a definition of property that people
there are
have,
a lot of
unfortunately.
Hippies out there and socialists that really believe that, you know, like Proudhon said, that property is in fact theft. They found one little quote that you know, from some guy who called himself an anarchist, and they've run with it. And so they really do think that they own your property, especially if the scrub jay comes to live on your land. You're damn right they own your property, because you can't build. You have to move out of your house now.
Yeah, that's why people need to read Rothbard.
Yeah.
Well, I've never read Rothbard. It sounds boring to me. It sounds like an academic kind of thing.
Well, it is, but the way he writes is very engaging. And I'll tell you what, I was a complete neocon statist until I read The Ethics of Liberty by him, and since then I've become a market anarchist.
Well,
very similar to you, so...
That's
I
good.
Mean, they're very convincing.
I've got one of his books sitting up on my shelf right now. It's one of those ones that, you know, I'll read someday. Maybe I'll page through it just to see exactly how digestible it is. But, I mean, you answered the question by saying, yes, it is academic, but it's easy to read. I mean, normally academic doesn't combine with easy to read.
That doesn't, those don't sound like the same definition to me.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's tough. I need to have a book that's written for, you know, a government-educated dum-dum like me.
Well, Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt is
I've heard that's good, too.
Better.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Healing Our World, Mary Ruart, is fantastic. So, that's what I recommend. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, if we have time, I have a cop story.
Okay, go.
Okay. I live in a small town, and we have a few cops. I know all of them. One of them is actually a good friend of mine, and let me say that he is very reasonable in his interpretation of the law.
That's good.
But this other guy, well, he has a history. He was actually pretty cool until he shot his toe off while he was cleaning his gun.
Uh-oh.
So obviously he's not the the brightest candle in the box.
Cleaning a loaded gun.
Oh, so even a genius can shoot his toe off with a, you know, polishing a gun now and then. But
not if you check it three times first.
But so I was playing pool with some friends of mine, and we were sitting outside the pool hall waiting for one of them, throwing the football around. We were on private property. We were talking with the neighbors, and this guy comes up in his car and tells us that he's getting complaints from the neighbors. The neighbors had just gone inside. I know they weren't complaining because they were chatting with us. And my friend walks up to him. He couldn't hear what he said. And said, "I'm sorry, officer, can you repeat what you said?" And the guy threatens to arrest him.
Right, he freaked out because he said what?
Yeah, and at this point, the friend who approached him, his dad pulls up in his state police car. Local officer didn't see his dad there in the state police car. He pulls up there and asks him what the problem was, because, you know, this guy, like I said, does have a history. People have a problem with him.
You got 20 seconds to wrap it up.
All right, he starts yelling at the state policeman for trying to intervene. It was pretty ridiculous. He threatened to arrest him for asking, "What did you say, officer?"
Wow.
Crazy.
That's amazing. Thank you for the story tonight, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can bring up whatever you want, but you'll have to do it tomorrow. We'll join us. We'll join you then, or you'll join us, or whatever. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.